You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Nate Barker. He's a president of Texans for Concealed Carry on Campus, the Texas chapter of Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, SCCC. SCCC is a national, nonpartisan, grassroots organization composed of more than 43,000 college students, professors, college employees, parents of college students, and concerned citizens who believe that holders of state-issued concealed handgun licenses should be allowed the same measure of personal protection on college campuses that current laws afford them virtually everywhere else. Students for Concealed Carry on Campus has members in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Nate, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Nate, your chapter, you guys just started up this year, is that right?
Yes, sir. This is the first year we've been an official student organization, and this is the first time that Texas Tech has had a chapter for Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Well, other college campuses here in Texas have had organizations. A&M has a chapter, and Texas has one of the largest chapters in the nation. Also, Texas State is involved. I know several other campuses are involved. This is the first year Texas Tech has gotten involved in the organization.
Wasn't there an incident recently in Texas where somebody came out with a handgun and caused some problems?
I believe the one you're referring to happened down at the University of Texas at Austin. A student came on campus with an AK-47 and fired some shots and ended up ending his own life in the library there on campus.
ConcealedCampus.org, or I guess it's also ConcealedCampus.com. What's the main purpose of that organization and your chapter?
Really, what we're here to do is we take a very informative stance. We're here to let people know about the facts about concealed carry in society and as it would pertain to carrying on campus. We'd like to get people the facts, give people the statistics that go along with this that maybe people don't really know what it takes to get a concealed carry permit. Maybe they don't really know how many people actually have a concealed carry permit outside of college students, outside in society, and how many college students actually do have them. Really, we're here to inform people on campus, inform our faculty and staff, and work with the campus to achieve having concealed carry on campus eventually.
Okay, and from your website on the About Us tab, it says that SCCC has two main functions. The first function is to dispel the common myths and misconceptions about concealed carry on college campuses by making the public aware of the facts. The second function is to push state legislators and school administrators to grant concealed handgun license holders the same rights on college campuses that those licensees currently enjoy in most other unsecured locations. So you actually lobby the politicians?
Yes, sir. Right now we're working with our student government association. We are talking to students across campus to lobby to our student government association for when they go down to Austin this year to push for concealed carry on campus, on our campus at least, and hopefully other campuses across the state.
Okay, and Austin is the capital of Texas, right?
Yes, sir. That's the capital of Texas.
Talk about dispelling myths. Here's something that I didn't know about. Because numerous independent researchers and state agencies agree that concealed handgun license holders are 5 times less likely than non-license holders to commit violent crimes. So these are facts. Why do you think that these colleges are so against allowing people with licenses to carry their weapons concealed?
Well, really, I think it's just a misconception issue. A lot of people have the view that guns cause violence and guns are bad. This is not something that's not going on anywhere else, which people have that view of it, that this is something that's brand new to society. It's really not. People are allowed to conceal carry almost anywhere out in public in Texas other than college campuses. It's not a new issue. It's something that needs to be allowed on college campuses because college students have their concealed carry permits and they're denied the right to carry their guns on campus simply due to the fact that people are misinformed about the issue.
And the individual states on your website, I see there are 24 states that expressly prohibit concealed carry on college campuses by persons with a valid concealed handgun license permit. And of course, you name all the states. And there are 15 right to carry states that leave the decision of concealed carry on college campuses entirely to each college / university. And they list the states on the website again, which is concealedcampus.org. And your website, which is Texas. TexasStudentsCarry.com, that site will refer you to ConcealedCampus.org, states that our right to carry, there's only a few of them, aren't there?
Yes, sir. It's something that's really just started with the 71 campuses that do allow it across the nation. About half of them have had it for just over 5 years now, and it's been going well. So the other half has just started within the past year or two.
Would you say that your organization is beginning to have an impact on changing these laws?
We're trying to here in Texas. We're really just focusing on Texas Tech's campus. As far as information goes, I think the UT and A&M chapters have had great success as far as informing people goes. That's really what we're trying to do here. And this being our first semester, I would say we've made a significant impact on the student body as far as informing people and lobbying for our SGA to support our views.
SGA's Student Government Association.
Student Government Association.
Right. Now, you have a program running right now called an Empty Holster Protest. What's that all about, Nate?
Yes, sir. That will happen here in spring, I believe in April. It's when the nationwide Empty Holster Protest takes place. It takes place every year. It's a protest where people who support concealed carry on campus will wear empty holsters, if allowed by the administration and campus police, to campus and allow us to voice our opinion as students to support concealed carry on campus by carrying empty holsters around campus for 1 week. We'll wear them to class, to lunch, across campus, anywhere we go. We very clearly show that the holsters are empty. They're just there as a statement. It's made to show the student body and really show administration, faculty, and staff how many people do support concealed carry on campus.
Do you think that a lot of parents, a lot of students could be concerned because they aren't informed about the facts? Do you see how they could be concerned about half the student body packing heat? Could you see that that might be a concern for them?
If you're not informed about the issue, I could understand having concerns about it. As far as knowing that people in your class have guns and things like that, those are really not valid concerns. That's what we're here to do, is we're here to talk to people about those things, tell them this is a concealed handgun license. The guns will be concealed. You won't know who has a gun concealed around you. People conceal around you in society every day here in Texas. While you're at the store, while you're out eating, people have concealed handguns around you, but you just don't know it because they are concealed.
Do you think that you or the leadership of your organization believes that students are mature enough to handle these weapons, even though they do have a permit?
The issue is not if the students are mature enough. The state has already deemed us mature enough by allowing you to obtain your concealed carry permit, go through the class, obtain your permit. Once you are 21, then you are allowed to have your concealed carry permit. College students all across this campus already have their concealed carry permits. They are simply not allowed to carry on campus. The argument that we're attacking here is not that college students aren't allowed to conceal and carry. It's just simply that we are not allowed to conceal and carry on campus, which is where we spend most of our time.
Let's just look at the facts. You said there were, what, 71 campuses, Nate, that allow concealed carry?
Yes, sir, 71 campuses. A lot of the campuses that allow concealed carry on campus have had violent incidents on their campuses before, and now, since they've begun allowing concealed carry on campus, have not had any other incidents.
So out of these 71 campuses across the United States that allow concealed carry on their campuses, many of them have those laws in effect because there was an incident there. And since those laws have been in effect, has there been any incidences at all?
Not at this time. There hasn't been any violent incidences on those campuses involving a CHL holder.
CHL.
Concealed handgun license holder.
Out of the 71 campuses that allow concealed carry, not one of them has had any incident because most likely the would-be perpetrator or perpetrators are aware that the guy next to him or the gal next to him could be packing heat.
That's one of the main issues that we push, is that this is a deterrent to crime. Someone who is thinking about committing a violent crime is much less likely to go where law-abiding citizens are allowed to carry guns.
You have 71 now. How many were there last year or 5 years ago? Do you have those figures?
Well, last year there were probably around 35, somewhere about half that number. And then 5 years ago, I don't believe that there were any that I know of. In the past 5 years is really where it's begun to be a big movement. The CHL, the Concealed Handgun License, first started in 1995. And then about 5 years ago is whenever college campuses started allowing concealed handgun license owners to carry on campus. And then since then, the number has gone up in the number of campuses that allow it.
That's pretty impressive. So this is something that seems to really be gaining steam. It seems like if it doubled from last year, that it may double again. And if people begin to realize that allowing students who already are licensed to carry their weapons on campus is a deterrent, then we probably wouldn't have all these disastrous attacks. And this is exactly what you folks are trying to educate people on, right?
We do want to show people that this could be a deterrent to school shootings. There's a lot more to it, though, as far as violent crime on campus. We'd like to deter personal assaults, rapes, any kind of violent crime on campus that it could deter anywhere else. We want that to have the same effect on campus.
What about assault or rapes on campuses, on those 71 campuses that allow concealed carry? Do you have any statistics on that?
The only thing that we can say for sure on those is that it has gone down since they've allowed concealed carry on campus. It hasn't gone up. The rates have not increased.
Are you guys getting any national press coverage?
I know that we've been on a few debates on MSNBC. I believe you can actually find those debates on concealedcampus.org, the videos of them. I believe there was one on MSNBC, and there may have been another on another news network.
And folks should go to the website to check all this out. That's concealedcampus.org, where, as Nate said, there are actually videos of coverage on the national media. And on the web, concealedcampus.org, you'll find the About Us tab, which lists the board of directors and who we are, the empty holster protest, which we talked about earlier, the common arguments, which I want to go over in a second. State by state, it shows which states allow what, and there's a nice map there. Campus crime, volunteer, frequently asked questions in the media, and that's where you have the videos from the news coverage. Now, on the common arguments tab, it's great. There's maybe like 20 or 30 of them. The argument, guns on campus would lead to an escalation in violent crime, and then it gives you the answer, and so on. Guns on campus would lead to an increased number of suicides by college students. And there's an answer pretty much for all of these to dispel myths. And as you mentioned earlier, that is the main aim of your organization, is to dispel the common myths and misconceptions about concealed carry on college campuses. What can the public do to assist the students for concealed carry on campus?
One of the biggest things that they can do is contact your congressman. Tell them that you support concealed carry on campus. Tell them that if you have a son or a daughter or a friend that works on a college campus, you want them to have the same right to defend themselves that they have everywhere else, at their workplace, at their school, where they spend most of their time, where criminals now know that they are disarmed. One of the biggest things you can do is don't vote against politicians who are willing to author legislation to allow concealed carry on campus. It's not a strictly partisan thing. It's simply individuals who can and will help us author this legislation, get it pushed through, and have states allow concealed carry on campus.
You really want to push for change at the state level, not at the federal level.
Well, eventually we'd like to push forward at the federal level. Right now we're working as a state here in Texas, and we hope that that'll influence other states as well. We'd like for this to be a nationwide thing, absolutely. Right now we are pushing for it as a campus and as a state.
On the website, concealedcampus.org, right on the homepage, right underneath the empty holster protest, there's a little bit of news that's kind of current, kind of timely. It says Colorado Supreme Court to consider Colorado University gun ban. It says here that the University of Colorado is being sued by students for concealed carry on campus for its refusal to comply with a state law passed in 2002, which restricts entities that can prohibit concealed carry. So you guys don't just want to lobby the state legislatures and the school administrators, but you will actually use the power of a lawsuit against a university.
Yes, sir. Here at Texas Tech, we're just starting as an organization, and right now we're taking a strictly informative stance. As a national chapter, though, we do believe that it's a restriction of our rights to defend ourselves. We have legal officers that look over this kind of thing and decide when that is appropriate, when it's appropriate to challenge an institution legally. As of right now, we aren't personally, but different chapters within the national chapter are.
I want to thank you, Nate Barker, the president of Texans for Concealed Carry on Campus, the Texas chapter of Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, which again, the website is concealedcampus.org, and your website is texasstudentscarry.com over at Texas Tech, which is in Lubbock, Texas, which is the largest campus in the United States. And again, Nate, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to educate our listeners and explain what your organization does.
Thanks, Dave, for having us on and giving us a chance to get a little bit of exposure. We appreciate it. Here at the Texas Tech chapter, that's something that's new to us, and we really appreciate you having us on.
Thanks a lot, Nate. It was a pleasure having you here, and best of luck in school.